from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You heard Josh Allen talk about, hey, we're not doing the same mundane things. And so I feel like there is going to be a lot of structurally new things. And I think that would certainly lend itself to the X receiver position, where I think it will have some differences to it. Part of me feels like Keon Coleman and really any of the X receivers, they're going to ask them to win leverage battles and then win off script, right? I think that's the big thing. X receiver on the line of scrimmage, heavyweight battles, facing press coverage. Can you clear contact and can you make DBs play through you?
From our morning show today, Joe Marino, Locked On Bills. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. Keon Coleman, of course, another very interesting Bills player to talk about as camp begins this week. How much time will you spend thinking about Xavier Worthy or Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis, even for that matter, with all the changes the Bills have made at receiver? Coleman, Samuel, and maybe one of these other guys from the bucket of players they picked up along the way here just to give themselves every chance at a hit would be somebody that we'd be, you know, comparing those other guys to.
I think in the order you set them, I'm going to say a lot, kind of a lot, and none. It would stun me if he like had a year anything. I mean, he'll make some plays. I'm sure there'll be highlights of him catching some 60-yard touchdowns or something. But you know, I think we know what we had there. I don't expect that to be markedly different in any tangible way. So okay, you're over there now. Diggs, you know, does he still have it? What's his role there? Is he third in the pecking order? You know, is he having these smashing weeks? And Worthy is just such an unknown that he's more curious to me than the other two, just because he's a rookie. And so, like, is that going to really, really work? I don't know. Like, if everybody got freaked out and started constructing fear bunkers because he caught a long pass in practice over the weekend that made the rounds on social media, Mahomes rolling to his left, rainbow down, you know, I don't know how many yards it covered, but it was a nice looking play, you know, in practice. But Worthy will be, because of the ties to the Bills pick and the trade and all that, he's, to me, more interesting than even Diggs.
It's going to be a tough one. I know we've talked about this a lot too, but it's going to be a tough one to win, the Worthy one, because you know Mahomes is so good, but a lot of the conversation is always about Reed, and Would Mahomes be Mahomes if he were drafted by the Buccaneers or some other team, you know? That's a question that can be asked. It is asked. We'll never know the answer, but clearly he fell into the right situation, and so did Worthy. So Worthy gets Reed, and he gets Mahomes. And first-round draft capital trading up, what would I sound like? You'd trade it up to do it. This guy, look at it from Kansas City side. Like, this guy needs to be better than these other guys who came after, or else why did I bother?
Right.
So they would have that particular incentive to get Worthy off. You know, does that happen right away? Maybe not. It didn't for Rice. He's a better prospect, I think, than Rice. He's the fastest guy in the history of the combine. So if he has a couple of moments early, like you're saying, yeah, we could be a little bit shook.
It might sting a little. Yeah.
After that.
Yeah. But, you know, just like Tre'Davious White and just like Josh Allen, you know, how their choice does. And, you know, from Kansas City's perspective, I don't know. The Bills should not be, and I doubt that they are, in the heads of Chiefs fans like the Chiefs are in our heads, right? All they do is beat the Bills in January, so why are they worrying about them? But, you know, if you're a sports fan and you're like, hoping to keep the runway clear, so to speak, the teams that, you know, threaten you are the teams that you keep an eye on. So I'll bet Chiefs fans are looking at Keon Coleman and hoping he's not better than the guy the Chiefs drafted, you know, five picks earlier. Because that'll look bad for us. Like, you know, like we had to move. The Bills were like, fine, you know, we'll get out of here. You can have this guy. We don't want him. We're going to go get our guy later on. And if our guy, the Bills guy, ends up being better, then, it'll spin around a little bit. Of course, the Chiefs will always have, until further notice, scoreboard, because they win when it matters the most. But, you know, I'll bet Chiefs fans are going to be keeping an eye on Keon Coleman, just like we're keeping an eye on Xavier Worthy.
All of this at wide receiver, and, you know, the roster in general, I guess, will make for an interesting year talking about Brandon Bean. Because I think he's the one who will be questioned, criticized, if the Bills struggle. I mean, we've just been down the McDermott road so many times. And if you want, if the Bills offense, like if their defense struggles, there's still guys missing. Like, I think probably most fans are assuming that they'll be fine on defense because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And they have other guys, you know, Milano back, Bernard up front, maybe Von Miller, Douglas. I think most fans would be assuming the best. Maybe not best in the league or anything, but that the defense won't drown them. But, you know, if you think about the Diggs trade and everything else that happened at receiver and the draft, really it's Bean that's got his head on the block a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's, not to use every metaphor, but he's the one who will be pointed to if they don't have the answer there.
Yeah, when I say that it's the first great experiment of Josh Allen's career, you know, with the roster, yeah, that lands at Bean and his staff. I mean, but he's the head of that. So that yeah, absolutely. Just like stuff in games and game plan and whatever, you know, clock management, all lands on McDermott. Yeah, I mean, if this experiment at receiver doesn't pan out, yeah, Bean is gonna be the one in the crosshairs, because as far as we can tell, you know, he traded Stephon Diggs. He traded down with Kansas City. He, you know, he made these moves. He chose Keon Coleman ultimately. Like, that's, you know.
And Samuel,
right. I mean, he's done, you know. I would not, again, argue with letting Davis walk, but, you know, that happened too. You know, they could have done something maybe preventative about that earlier in his career to lock him up for longer, but I wouldn't have advocated for it. Maybe someone out there would, but yeah, the makeover is on him, I think. And yeah, you know, that's kind of, that feels a little new. Like, he's had, I think, not that it's been easy. I mean, he's had to do a lot. He got quarterback right. And that matters the most, you know, way more than anything else. But I feel like, you know, Von Miller has kind of blown up in his face. We'll see what this year brings with that. But I feel like this is squarely a year where I think we're thinking, we'll be thinking, rightly so, more about him than we have in a lot of these other years. I mean, that just goes hand in hand with the roster instability that they had. You know, veterans aging out, too expensive, some combination of performance and money. We have time to hit the makeover button.
And Miller really is a part of that too, because that just has not paid off yet. You know, it was going fine until his injury
right.
in Detroit, but you got him for the postseason and you haven't had him. So, well, last year he played, but you haven't gotten an impact yet since the injury. I think that's a tough one, because when the Bills did that, this is sort of typical, fans loved it because it's huge credibility, and, you know, even carrying it further to, this means they'll get Beckham, you know, just like,
right.
It was such an exciting, really almost shocking signing. We knew the Bills were good, but to land a guy who's going to the Hall of Fame like that, you hope he's not done. But it was always also like, he's old and this has got to happen, this has got to work out soon, because this contract ultimately will, you know, look like a, it'll look unfortunate.
Yeah.
So he's part of that too. If Miller doesn't give them anything, he goes on the pile.
And if he doesn't give them anything, they are not deep at edge, really. I mean, it's Epinesa and Rousseau, and then Miller and Dwayne Smoot, and then there's a 6th-round rookie in there, and like I don't know. Like, Leonard Floyd's not walking through that door. Mm. So
what if he does?
If Miller, it'd be weird. I think he's under contract somewhere else now, isn't he?
Yes.
Where did he sign? San Francisco? I have in my head, or was he in San Francisco before here?
I think San Fran.
Yeah. Anyway, there's an opening there, you know? Like, unlike receiver, where they've got all these guys just sort of throwing it at the wall and seeing what they come up with, at edge, it doesn't run that deep. You know, they're going to need the guys that are on the top two pairs to sort of produce here, or they could be in really tough.
Couple of days until we get stuff. Around the league, we're starting to get stuff. TJ Hockenson ahead of schedule, wouldn't you know it?
But still going on PUP.
Going on PUP just the same, but...
But it's going great.
Believe me, guys, he is ahead of schedule. He was injured very late in the season, so no surprise that he would start on PUP. And also no surprise that any coach or anybody with a team would tell you that the guy we're talking about is ahead of schedule, because they so often are.
Right. Lamar Jackson went home sick yesterday.
I was just about to say it. You know.
Is it November already? Like, what's going on here?
You know the season is here when Lamar Jackson is leaving sick, right. Which he's done so many times.
Just feels like,
why is he
like,
always sick?
He leads the league in leaving practice with illness. I'm almost sure of it.
Ever, all time.
Yeah, right.
What is he sick with? Always.
Right.
Just so weird.
Allergies.
Allergies.
That damn dogwood.
The dogwood is a tree and a flower. Hat tip if you know that one. Okay, Sal coming up at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.